Your body may be all you need to combat HIV. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Yong-Hee Chung, associate professor of microbiology at Michigan State University, examines how studying a group of patients may unlock the secret to HIV resistance.
Currently, there's no cure for HIV. Once patients have it, they have it for life. Even though antiretroviral therapies are available, they can only prolong life, and they cannot cure the disease. Current drug treatments have to be taken for a lifetime, which causes side effects and many other issues. HIV does not cause the devastating disease in a small cohort of patients who are known as elite controllers. Understanding the secret in this HIV resistance may find a cure for HIV. We studied HIV resistance in human T cells because these cells are primary targets for HIV infection. We identified a human T cell line called CEM.NKR, where HIV replication is decreased by almost 1,000-fold. Understanding the HIV-resistant mechanism in these T cells has been the primary interest in our laboratory. Our initial findings uncovered that, although these T cells could make other HIV proteins, they fail to express the HIV envelope glycoprotein because this protein is rapidly degraded in these T cells. The envelope glycoprotein is required for HIV to penetrate into cells and start infection. Now we have found an important host enzyme that initiates the degradation of HIV envelope glycoprotein. This enzyme is called ERMAN1. More than 1.2 million people in the U.S. have HIV. In China, doctors found 104,000 new cases of HIV-AIDS in 2014. The number of infections is rising, even though the country still has a low rate of infection. Although progress seems slow at times, we continue to move our research forward. Finding a cure may take many years. We feel that it's important enough on a worldwide scale to dedicate our work to fighting this disease.
That was Yong-Hee Chung of Michigan State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.